Okay, we're picking up four lines from the bottom of Yud Tes Amar Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored by Lilishmas Shulamas Bas Yaakov as well. Lili Nishmas Moshe Kalman Ben Yeshua, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. The Gemara is continuing in another case about a get which was given, and it was suffic exactly whether it was actually given or not. Hu Gava, there's a certain guy, the Zarg Lagita Ledivisio, so he threw a get to his wife, Levene Dane, and it was, it landed in between jars. Ishtakach mezuzah, she picked up the get, she went to pick it up, she found a mezuzah was there instead. A mezuzah, like, right? The mezuzah, the parsha is a mezuzah. Amar Rav Nachman, mezuzah, ben edane lo shchicha. To find a mezuzah between the jars is not common, and therefore we have a chazaka that it was the mezuzah that the husband threw to her, and not that it somehow had managed to be removed, and therefore we can assume that the woman is fully married to her husband and not even a reach haget, and therefore if her husband, let's say, dies a few weeks later, she would be allowed to marry a kohen. We don't assume that she is divorced. There's no halachic shayla here. It's totally not a get. So there is a big machlokas we've shown him about this case, though, whether or not we assumed that the witnesses had read the get right before it was given or not. So many understand the Ramban and the Rabbah Menuchas Gerushin Perak Aleph Halacha of Beis, they, and the Rashba, they all understand that no, we're clearly talking about a case where the witnesses did not read it. If they read it, then there definitely would be at least a Reach Haget, and Rav Nachman's Halacha would in fact be different. So that's a very important point to mention about the case over here. Now the Gemara continues with Rav Nachman. Vani Milei De'eshka Chada. The Halacha by Rav Nachman is only when you find one mezuzah over there. Aval, Beis Gimel, if you find two or three mezuzahs there in the area where, and the husband, you know the husband only threw one shtar, as Rashi points out, so we can assume midaha haveha namehave. So we can assume that this mezuzah was between the jars, and the husband threw his star somewhere in between there. So therefore, we can assume that really, or at least bichoshish, that the get was in fact given. Vegita imarach barim shakula. We could assume that maybe mice had carried away the get. The husband threw it to her, and therefore we would assume maybe that it is given. So again, this is only misafik that the according to the understanding that we just said that they didn't read it beforehand. So then it's understand that it would be a suffik. However, according to the understanding that they did read in fact read the shtar gittin beforehand. So then the Rashba would understand that lechora you should say that it's not misafik, but it's actually a vada. We'd assume that the woman is in fact divorced and she would be allowed to get remarried. So that lechora is a big shaila. I mean, and it might even be, if you don't understand the Gemara differently, but maybe halacha lemaisa wouldn't necessarily, maybe we would agree to that, that if the witnesses, meaning halacha lemaisa, maybe the second shita would agree that if witnesses had in fact read the get and it was thrown in this manner, then they would in fact say that the woman is allowed to remarry. Okay, that's a very fascinating point from the Gemara. Now the Gemara continues, Ahu gavra da'ala be kanishta. A person went to shul, shakal sefer Torah, presumably he took his own sefer Torah that was in the Aron over there, and yayav leidu v'siyo v'amr la'aregitech. So he said to her, here's your get. So Amar Rav Yosef, Lavai Nechushla. So Rav Yosef said, what exactly should we assume that there's any reason to assume that there's any chshash that this is a get? Even Midarabanan, should we say maybe there's a reach again and she shouldn't be allowed to marry a koi? No, there's no reason to be choshish at all. Because Imishu Me Mili, and you're going to tell me the husband wrote it on the outside of the parchment of the Sefer Torah with the gallnut juice that we had, and that it could fade. So Ein Me Milin, Agave Me Milin, the parchment they used for the Sefer Torah in the time of Rav Yosef was the gallnut juice. So therefore, then it wouldn't then be valid because gallnut juice, the top of gallnut juice wouldn't show at all, and it's not valid for a get, even midarabana, nothing. So now turning on to Chaf Amud Aleph, imishum krisus dispas. So we're going to be choshesh. What do you mean though? Maybe the psukim and in Parshas Kitetze, which talk about that he should rekasav la, right? Say for krisus. So that pasuk is talking about a get. So maybe you would assume that those psukim of a get is going to be shayach that he gave her a get. Habayinah v'kasav la'lishma. What do you mean when the sofer is writing those psukim, he doesn't have in mind Reuven divorcing Sarah. He has in mind l'ksivas harayni kosev l'ksivas sefer Torah, right? For the sake of the sefer Torah, not for the woman. V'leikin, obviously you don't have that. And lishma is a din d'oraisa, so we don't assume that there's any get given even on a level of d'oraisa. So the Gemara says, but maybe you could assume that the guy knew his marriage was shaky, and so therefore, before the sofer was up to the psukim and parshas Kisete, the guy told him, by the way, have in mind, in case I decide to divorce my wife, that this should be have in mind, that it should be lishma for her. So the Gemara says, so ha ba'inan shina shema u'shema, that the get also has to include the husband's name and the wife's name, Shem Yirov Shem Yirov, and the woman's city where she lives, where she resides. So, lechora, you don't have any of that. But Leika, in the Sefer Torah, and none of that have that over there. So even if you have the lishma aspect, you don't have any of these things, and therefore it's not sufficient to assume that it's any point, any purpose of a get whatsoever. So the Gemara of Rav Yosef, my kamashman. So what exactly is Rav Yosef telling you that you can't use the parshios and the parshios kisete to use a get? Lachor, that's a davar pashud. So the Gemara says she'en b'milin agav b'milin. So the Gemara says Rav Yosef was basically teaching the Chiddush, bringing this whole case to teach us the halacha that the idea he was sharpening the talmidim, and in the course of sharpening the talmidim, they came across the halacha that maybe he wrote it on the side. No, so they had to point out that you have to know that a sefer Torah is written. And you have to know that it doesn't appear, so you have to always know the mitzias. It's a very important point for the Rav to know the mitzias of every shayla that he's discussing in order to properly paskin on it. So that's Rav Yosef teaching us this point that the gallnut juice does not appear on it, and therefore, because the Sefer Torah's parchment itself was of this gallnut juice, and therefore it would not appear. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, get shekasu shelo lishma. Rav Chista says that if you have a get that was written not for the sake of this woman, so it's puzzle. Ve'hevir alav kumas lishma. However, here he has his writing over it. You're writing over it now. He traces over each letter with the ink according to Rashi. So then, for this same woman, banan machlokas Rav Yehuda Rabbanan. So that's going to be machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rav Chista is arguing that the idea of a get is going to be that of the Breisa. So he's understanding that Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan would take different positions in this point. To sound as we learn in the Breisa, Haresha Yatzarech Lichtov Es Hashem. If a person, a sofer, was writing the Shem Yudke Vavke in the Sefer Torah, or in anything, a Sefer Torah, or Mezuzah, whatever he's writing, so Vineskavin Lichtov Yehuda. He mistakenly had in mind to write Yehuda instead of L'shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Yehuda has the same letters except for the Dalet, as the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So V'tav V'lotil Bo Dalas. So he made a mistake, and he didn't write a Dalet in the word, so he ended up writing L'shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, but he didn't have the right Kavanah. For the Shem Hashem, you need to have the Kavanah for the Shem Hashem. Also, you need to chumra, we go to the mikvah beforehand, because it's a very chumra thing to write the Shem Hashem. Mavir Lav Kumos Amikad Shaz. The lacha is, he's allowed to put the pen over the name, and we were simming right now also to do the same thing that he's saying before and trace over the letters, and that's fine. And now it's going to be of the Shem Hashem. Devei Rabbi Yehuda. However, Chalmimim Ein Hashem and Amuvchar is not preferred. There's nothing to do. According to some understanding, according to Rav Chista, they understand actually it is puzzle. So why is it used Einim and Amuvchar? That's a Shaila, but many understand that it actually is mamash puzzle. There's nothing you could do. So Rav Chista understands that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that someone is tracing over the letters of the get, that would be fine because that's lishma. Whereas the Rabbanan held that it would not be good. That's how the Gemara wants to assume is the machloket. So it says the Gemara, Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov Dil Malohi. Maybe that's not the case. The get is not the same as the breisa because Adkan Lo Kamre Rabbanan Hasam Ela Deveina Zekilev Neveu. That when it comes to a Sefer Torah, we have the special halacha when it comes to writing a Sefer Torah. And famous, right? The Gemara says Talisna Tzitzisna to beautify mitzvos. So therefore, you have to beautify the mitzvah and also the actual Shem Hashem by performing this mitzvah with a hiddur veleika, and therefore the case of the original writing is so tainted that therefore you can't fix it by tracing it over, which is a very fascinating thing. Lachora, when it comes to this din, I would have thought that should only be din lachalchila and not bedieved. So or maybe enechanami. So Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to tie in maybe that b'di'evet, according to Ravacha Bar Yaakov in his rejection, he would assume because zekilim ve'eh we never see anywhere is a psul, to my knowledge, we never see that as a psul b'di'evet. We know, okay, you don't have a nice tzitzis, you don't have a nice talis. No one would say that you're not allowed to wear it. Of course, you're allowed to wear it if it's not. It's just you're not mekayim. The extra idea of hiddur mitzvah and beautifying the mitzvah. But here it would be difficult to assume that the Gemara is saying that it would be puzzle even b'di'evet if you trace it over just because of zekilim ve'eh. So therefore, Achronim point out, Rabbi Kiva Eger, others, that really maybe over here Ravacha Bar Yaakov understands that it is kosher b'di'evet. Aval hacha, when it comes to a get which is not inherently kadosh, so then lo, the Rabbanan would not object to a sofer fulfilling lishma by tracing over the original writing. So therefore, Ravacha Bar Yaakov is understanding that maybe Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan would agree that this case works, not like you're saying it's a machlokas. So that is the point over here. So the Gemara, it's a whole shaila, by the way, because the Gemara told us in yesterday's daf, if you remember, that tracing black ink over a name is not considered an act of signing. So l'chora, that should be pashut, that it shouldn't work for the case of a get either. So the Achronim bring out that no, really you can make a chiluk, that the idea of tracing a signature might be different than giving it the koach of lishma. Giving it the koch lishma is a different halacha. Giving koch lishma can be done by tracing, as opposed to rewriting or tracing your name. That is not considered fixing the original writing with regards to proving to write having a chasima, a real chasima of the witnesses on the get. That is the point. And as opposed to over here, lishma, that was still the same writing, and have rewriting over it would in fact create the lishma. So now the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chista, Yachidim of Sana Lekulei Gita de Alma." So now Rav Chista says another statement about Gittin. So I can pass all the Gittin in the world. So the Gemara wants to figure out what problem did he have? Amar Le Rava, my time. What is your reasoning that you want to pass all the Gittin? What could you say? Either Mishum to say Vikasav. We know that the pasuk says Vikasav that the husband should write for her. Kasav, let's say for Krisus, right? You should write for her a bill of divorce. So implies that the get has to be written Vikasav by Dafka, the husband. However, there is a takana der banan that the woman has to provide for it. She wrote the get for him because midaraisa, right? Obviously, the husband has to write the expense of a get, but we're afraid of the case of agunas that I'm not spending, like $100 to hire the sofa, probably a few hundred dollars to hire the sofa for the get. I'm not doing that. So the rabbanan shifted the chiyuv of paying for the sofa to the wife. So she has to buy the parchment, she has to buy and pay for him. So that's her and not the husband. So now maybe it's not, he's writing it. So maybe the Rabbanan were able through a hefker based in hefker to be able to give the money that the woman's giving to make it in the possession of the husband. That's kilu in the possession of the husband. And therefore, it's really the husband who's giving halachically the money to and also the parchment to the sofer. And therefore, it is not a problem of a kusav. This is a very, very important mar makom because there's a famous chakira, shaila, and achronim about the nature of hefker based in hefker. When hefker based in hefker, I have my property, I have my money. So of course, based in has the right to be mafker it and assume that it's ownerless. Great. So do they have the ability also to transfer my money, to say that my money, that my $300 that I have in front of me right now is now given to Reuven? So that's a big shaila in the achronim. So this seems to be one of the strongest rayas. I believe, if I remember correctly, Sosa Choshen discusses it and brings this as the raya of the Nesivos maybe. But I think it's one of them that they bring this raya from the Gemara over here based on the Shita of Rashi and the Gemara. It seems pretty clear. It's a very strong raya over here that they do have the ability to extend hefker based in hefker to ownership to a second person. Because it's clear that here the money was the woman's and they're not just saying that it's ownerless, the money, rather, l'chora, I don't know how you could get around it and say differently, it's clear that the Gemara is assuming that you're giving over the money, that same money is now given to the husband. It's a very strong raya that hefker based in hefker does have the ability to transfer possession. So the Gemara says, v'ela v'shum, so that's not the problem. V'dichsi v'nasan, that he should give her the get in her hand, which implies that the shtar has to qualify something which is allowed to be given. It has to be worth something. It has to be a shavet pruta. So Rashi says, because there's no intrinsic value to it, because it's just paper, and nobody wants that paper. It's not even worth a shavet pruta. So the Gemara says, Dilma nesina sageri. No, the idea of giving is not something which is of intrinsic monetary value, but rather, it just means the actual thing in front of you, which means the get itself, the actual shtar, and it doesn't have to be in value of a shavet pruta. Teda, to shalchem, and they'll bring a raya for that. They sent them a message from in Eretz Yisrael to Babel, saying, Kasval Isra'i Ana Kasher. There's someone who wrote a get on something which is Isra'i Ana, like it's written from something which is Ashura Niskal or something which is like Samar Kalayim, and that object is usher to be used and have benefit from, that is still, it's still kosher. Obviously, B'deavid, he's not allowed to use it because he's not Havana, but he's if B'deavid gave it to the woman, we'd say that it is kosher. So we see that the Torah does not require, it has to be Shavet Pruta, because something which is Isser and Ar, by definition, is not Shavet anything. It's not worth anything, Midaraisa. So that's what we see from over here. Now the Gemara says, Gufa, Shalcha, B'tam, Kasu, Isser, Na, Kosher, Amar Vashi, Afan, Amar Tinu, we have a Raya from our Mishnah. Agav, sometimes the Gemara will say Tinisua as a kasha, like, hey, we already learned this. And sometimes the Gemara will say Lashon of Af Ananam, Af like this, Af Ananami Tanina. Many times we'll bring a raya from the Mishnah. What's the difference? Why don't you say, hey, why are you mentioning this as an Amora? Bring a raya from the Mishnah. So I saw brought down that the difference is that whatever, when you say Af Ananami Tanina, it's because it's based on a diuk. So it's understandable that the Amora didn't come up to this diuk on his own. It didn't come up to this implicit understanding of the Mishnah. However, when we say Tinisua, it's like it's a Beferish Mishnah. We assume that no Amora missed the Beferish Mishnah. They must have known all the Mishnayos. That's clear. So the Gemara gets bothered by that. So that's why that's just an interesting point in the Loshonos that when you ever see Af Ananam Tanina, it's because it's always something which is not clear, not 100% clear, but rather through a diuk, through an implication of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us Allah Shal Zayas. that the Mishnah tells us if you're allowed to write on a detached leaf out of an olive tree, even though an individual leaf is not worth a shavei pruta, l'chora we see from over here that the get doesn't have to be shavei pruta. So the Gemara rejects. The Gemara says, no, this proof isn't good. Dilma shani ala shel zayis techazir letzterufe. It could be joined with other leaves and be eventually used through something which can be worth more than a shavei pruta that can't be the same as what Sirena by definition cannot be added to anything to be eventually be shavei shavei pruta. So you can't bring a raya from there. Tana Rabbi Omer kasval Sirena kasher. So we have a bracelet that says beferish that if someone writes a get on an object which is Isra and not, the get is kosher. Nafak Levi, Darsha Mishmeid the Rebbe, Levi went out and he said this halacha, the name of Rebbe. Velo kaslua, people didn't praise it, meaning they didn't accept it. So he presented his opinion of only Shittas Rebbe Udanasi, so they thought maybe it's a Das Yachin, maybe the other Rabbanim disagree with him. Then he said Mishmeid the Rebbe, he said it in the name of everybody, he says it as a stam, and therefore it's a regular halacha, it was misunderstood. He thought people disagreed with Rabbi. No, nobody disagrees. And therefore, Kilsla, they indeed praised it, and thereby accepted this halacha. Alma Hilchasa Kavase, we could bring a raya that this, in fact, the halacha follows this, that it was written on Isura, not that it is kasher. Now the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbana, the actual method of writing a get. Vikasav v'lo chakak. When you write a get, it should be dafka, written, and should be engraved. If you're engraving it, like by, you know, like engraving onto a boar with a knife, so that is not considered writing, and that's not a form of writing for a get, that's kasher. To which the Gemara asks, is that really true though? Lameimar, to chakika, lav ksiva, is that true? That engraving is not considered writing, or aminu, but I'll bring a stira. A raisa seems to say that writing, engraving is a writing. Evet yotza b'ksav shal gabe tavla, upinkas yotza l'cherus. The lacha is that you have an evet knaini. And remember, very important, we always bring evet knaini, and gittin a lot of times comes up throughout the Masechta because of lala misha, we learn out that there's gzera shava linking a lot of the halachas. So the halacha by an evet knaini is that if you write on a shtar shichrur, that it was on an engraving on a board or a tablet of a merchant, the halacha is that he goes free. So the halacha we see over here, that's clear that if it's something which is engraved, it's totally fine. Avalo b'ksav shal gabi kipav anduchtari. That he's not freed with the writing embroidered on a cap or some sort of nice garment that some jewelry that the woman used to wear. So that would not be considered writing because Rashi points out that the thread that forms the letters is not actually like strongly on the cloth. It's really just across it, which therefore makes it that it's not full ksav. So, but the Braisa tells us though, in general though, engraving is considered a form of ksiva. So why should there be a difference between a get isha and an evet? To which the Gemara answers, Amar Ula, Amar Ablazar, lo kasha. So it's not a kasha because ha, dechak techaz. The first Braisa, which tells us that it's puzzle if it's engraved, that speaks of a case where it's the hollow, where the interior of it is hollowed out, and the area surrounding the letters of the get, so that the letters appear just to be not actually the writing, but just based on the hollowed out other area around it, does it look like a writing? Ha techak yerechos, where the Braisa, which is saying that it's okay, that one is going to say that he engraves the letters into the board, and that's a perfectly fine way of writing, and the get were written like that would also be kosher. That's what the Gemara comes out. So the Gemara says, "Vatochos lo, is it really true that the interiors and surrounding areas of the area is not considered writing or aminu? But we have a kasha between the braces. Lo aya kaso shokea ela bolet bedinari zahav. Dinari zahav tochos." And so now the braces tells us when it comes to the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. So right over there, he said kadosh lashem. Right, it says kadosh lashem. So how did they write it? The braces tells us that the writing of this Kodesh Hashem, it was not depressed in it, rather, it had to protrude, like gold dinar coins protrude from the coin. So now the Gemara points out, but when it comes to that, gold dinar zahav, they're depressed by their interiors and the surrounding areas with are raised up, so that the figures do not appear outside. So therefore, l'chora, that we're assuming that this design should be a kasha, because that is viewed as ksav, and therefore, if viewed as ksav, and that's obviously right. It's kodesh Hashem, it's din d'oraisa, and it's considered a writing. So the Gemara says, k'din d'oraisav v'lo k'din d'oraisav. So rather, the inscription of the coin gadol is like a gold coin, and not like a gold coin. K'din d'oraisav the bullet. It's like a gold coin in the fact that it's protruding from the coin, like the way that they make right the coins with the shape on it that it appears protruding. V'lo k'din d'oraisav the ilu hasam tochas. But it's not similar to a gold coin in the fact that in the case of the gold coins, so there, in the case of the gold coins, it's the interior areas are standing out. But here, when they carve out areas, then the letters themselves are coming out, and that needs to be called a ksiva. And therefore, that's different. That's what we're assuming is a ksiva. And has no stira between the case of a kohen gadol to the what we're trying to tie up by a get and by a star shikhar, that would be required for what's considered a full-fledged writing. Says the Gemara, Amar le Ravina the Ravashi, Rishuma Mikrat Charetz, using a die to stamp coins, yeah, so indenting that area is Ochnufim Machnif. Does the die also have to be indented, or does it also compress the area around the gold and actually form a shape? So that's a shaila over here, that when you're putting something deep in, is it, how much of a ksav is it? Was it directly forming it or not? So the Gemara says, Amar lei michratz charetz, that the dye indents the surrounding areas so that they look like the other areas around it are not touched, but really that is perfectly fine ksiva. It would not be a ksiva in that manner, and it would not be kasher for a get. Not that it was, it's not kasher for a get. So which the Gemara says, Esive is a kasher based on the brisa, loya, koso shakea, the case of back to the coin gadol, a bolek, kagdira yisav, and that's fine. Vil sokadaitach, mirchatz charetz, that they die, indents the surrounding areas, leaving the areas to be appeared. That seems to be difficult, turning on to chafam abeiz, habainan michtav, the pasuk says that it needs to be a michtav. It says a michtav, it has to be an actual halachic writing. And this isn't Veleika. This is not considered a fulfillment of writing as you want it to taina. So lechora, the inscription, the heplate, is not molded by the area around it. So that would be a problem and not be a form of writing according to your position. So the Gemara says, Kedir Razav, similar to what we answered before. So Ravashi is going to say that it's similar in one form to a gold dinar, not a coin, and not to a dinar coin. Kedir Razav, the bullet, it's similar to a dinar coin because it is protruding. And that's why it's similar to that. When it comes to the gold coins, they engrave it, they do it while it's on the side. It's on the inside of it, doing it on the inside, and therefore the picture then protrudes based on that. However, in the case of the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, it's on, they do it from the reverse side. Meaning, imagine that from the front side of the tzitz, that's how they're able to write it, and that inscription is obviously considered a ksiva and would not be a problem. So that would be how we explain that it's not a shaila over here. Now the Gemara continues, Boy mine Ravan Rav Nachman, kasav la get al tas shel zahav. If a man gives a get to his wife on a plate of gold, v'amr la, and he says to her, so this get is worth a lot, this piece of gold is worth a lot of money, so take your get and also take it as payment for your ksuba. So right, it's very valuable, so he owed her for, when a woman gets divorced, that's her ksuba, is her insurance, that she gets paid for at least a year's worth of, it's assumed to be, it was enough to live for a year after being divorced. Mao, so what's the halacha? Is the gold, is that considered giving her a get or not? So that's the shaila over here, because when, let's say, the husband keeps part of it for himself, right, if he keeps part of the paper, so the Gemara is going to say it's a puzzle get. So the Gemara is wondering here also, is he keeping Kilu part of this tablet and then only giving it to her after the Ksuba, in which case he wasn't actually a Venusan? There's a fundamental problem with the Sina, and therefore it shouldn't be a kosher get, or is it fine? So the Gemara says, I'm relaying, it's Kabla Gita and it's Kabla Ksuba. So no, it's fine. Rav Nachman wanted to Taina that it is, he gave her the gold plate, and we're assuming that he didn't retain it for himself. The idea of Nesina is fine. And then afterwards, he then Ki'ilu, she is Ki'ilu being Mochel on her Ksuba. And therefore, by accepting that gold, she's Mochel on the Ksuba. And it's not a Chisaron in the Ksiva. In the Nesina, rather. And it's fine. So the Gemara says, Esive, with Akasha, based on the Raisa, is Kabli, Gitech Vashar Luxubase. If a person engraved a get on a gold plate, and he says to his wife, take this get, and let the remainder of the payment be for your ksuba. Diskava Gita Vashar Luxuba. So she has received her get, and the remainder of the plate is going to, in fact, be for her ksuba. So now we can make a diuk in the Raisa. Taima Deika Shar, Leka Shar Lo. So the reason that this is Kasher get, because there is something left over, meaning the borders that are surrounding the text of the get, which is part of this gold, can be considered part of the payment of the ksuva. However, if there is nothing else other than the tablet itself and no other extra parts of it that haven't been used toward the get, then we would have to assume lo that it should be in fact halika shark lo, it would be in fact be puzzle. And that again, it was a bit of chisaron in the nesina. It has to be written and given unconditionally to the woman. And here it wasn't actually a full nesina because he was holding back part of it. He was owning and only giving to her. He had in mind to give it to her only for the ksuba. Therefore, there should be a problem with the get. So the Gemara says, "Hu adin afagav deleika shar." No, really, that's the same thing. Even if there is no remainder that can be offered as a separate payment, And that we're learning from over here, that even though there is a remainder Amar left, the husband explicitly tells her that he offers her the remainder payment for her ksuba, and that's okay. But if he did not explicitly tell her this, the remainder is not going to be payment. My time, what's the reason for this? Avira de Megilsahu, because the remainder of the plate is just the margins of the documents, and since it constitutes part of the actual shtar, the margin cannot be considered a payment unless the husband explicitly declares it to be that way. Therefore, it's not a kasha. Now the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan. We learn on a braisa, Areze gitech, vanyar shali, ena megoreshes. If a man says to his wife, this is your get, but I want to keep the paper. So therefore, again, he's keeping part of it. That's a real lacking of the nesina. And then, halacha is ena megoreshes, she is not megoreshes. Alma, not shetich zeri lias aniyar. But if he says to her, on condition, this is your get condition that you give me back the paper, Areze megoreshes, that would be, in fact, a kasher get, because at the point where we don't assume that it's the Mafrei apostle, because it was something that was, it's a valid gift that she decided to give it back to her, but she, at the time of the Nesina, there was a full Nesina to her. Bayer of Papa, Bain Shita Lashita, Bain Teva Lateva, my. The husband wants to keep ownership of the paper between each line and between each word of the get. Is that going to be a kosher get or not? Teku, we don't know. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? Why is it Teva? But typically, why should we not know? Sefer Echad Amar Rachmanav Eloshnayim Eloshosos Farim, that the Pasuk says it should be Sefer Krisus. And also Sefer Krisus should give her a document of divorce. So, literally a document of cutting off, that they're cutting off the relationship. We're going to have a lot of judges about that also. It has to be fully Kori Tzbeinu Labina. So now, the Gemara is saying that it can only be one, and here it's going to be Ke'ilu, like it's a separate document. Because we're learning Sefer, it has to be one document and not be not be viewed as two or more. And if the husband is keeping partial ownership of the paper surrounding it, lechora, it's two different documents that he's giving to the woman, and the get should be puzzled. So the Gemara says, you're right. Papa's question wasn't about that. He was talking about a case where the different parts of the get are only partially attached. Since in this case, we're assuming that it's one, the fact that it's one sefer was given, but the other part that's partially attached, maybe he should be able to retain that and keep that to himself. And that's the shayla and of Rav Papa, and that's fundamentally not a problem of Sefer Echad Velo Shtayim. So now the Gemara continues. By Rami Bar Chama, you mitzakim be Eved Shu Shelo. It was known that Eved Knaini belonged to Reuven. The get kasev al yado, and he had a get written on the slave's hand. Meaning, here's a get a star shichrur. Right, we said it all the times. Get means just a star. Here it also means a star. Means a document. Right? Who yotzim mitachas yada. And the slave now is not the husband. It's in possession. Kilu. It's with the wife right now. So that's the shayla. Whose is it right now? Is it the wife's or the husband's? So she claimed that it's hers. So Ma, what's the halacha? Mi aminan aknuya aknale. Do we assume the fact that she has control over the slave that shows that the husband must have given it to her and therefore she is muhzik on it? Al dilma hu menashayel, the slave entered her possession and brings her to, and it comes to Beis Din on her own. And so the get, we say the get, it's an actual get. It's not the case of a star shechur. Rather, the get was written on the slave's hand and that was given to the wife. So that's the shaila over here. We also have a get and also, the fact that the Eved's not being freed because then he's in his own possession. We're talking about that he's still an Eved Knaini and he just had the get, was on his hand, it's given to the woman. So do we assume Aknei Aknelei, or Dilma Menashe Ayel, or do we assume the slave entered her possession and brought it on his own voluntary, and therefore we're assuming that that we don't believe the woman to assume that she basically is in control of the slave. So it says, Amar Rava, v'tipuk lei, de kasav shechaliz daif, who Rava says, maybe this halacha is a case of a ksav shechaliz daif. It's a case of writing that can be forged. Meaning, the Mishnah told us that according to Rav Meir, who assumed Eidei Chasim Ekarsi, which apparently the Rabbi Bar Chama must hold, like, if Eidei Mesira Ekarsi, so then let them see the giving over the get to the woman. That's not a problem. But here, Rabbi Chama is understanding that it must be Eidei Chasim Ekarsi, and therefore the writing of the slave's hand is something which is erasable, and that's Ma'akiv the get, that should be puzzled even by the Evan, and therefore, even if he gave the slave, the get should be puzzled. So the Gemara says, the Rava, Kasha Masnisen, Alayad Shel Evet. But what do you mean, Rava, then Hivakasha? The Mishnah says, Beferish, that the hand of the slave is going to be kosher to give a get. How could the Mishnah tell us that's kosher? So the Gemara says, no, Bishlam, Masnisen, Masnisen, Rav Lakasha, Be'edim Mesira, Belazari. You don't have to assume the Mishnah is Libad Rabbi Meir. That's fine. The Mishnah follows the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, who holds Edim Mesira. The witnesses of giving the get are the one who are validating it. And therefore, the Ksav is not as ma'akev And even if it's something which later then could be forged, it doesn't matter, because it turns into a shtairaya. The idea of when it was given was fine, because the Edom Asir are the ones who saw the get being given, and that's fine. Elal Rabbi Bar Chama Kashba, Rabbi Bar Chama, whose question is not where the where he's telling us there were no witnesses to the giving of the get, then that's really a kasha, because Rav is asking, why did Rabbi Chama not consider a get invalid because it can be forged? And he holds it, Rabbi Meir. That's the kasha. He holds it, Rabbi Meir, and that's why it's such a strong kasha. So that's the Gemara says, the Rabbi Bar Chama nami lo kasha. According to Rabbi Bar Chama, it's also not a kasha. B'chsovas kaka, he spoke on a case where there's a tattoo marked on the hand of the Eved, which normally in a chanami is nisr d'oraisa, but just like we saw, yisurei anah can be given as a get b'dieved. So to here, you did the yisurei d'oraisa, but you want to now give it to her as a get. That is valid. So that must be where it cannot be changed, and that's why Rabbi Chama is the no kasha based on the Mishnah. So the and no kasha based on the halacha either. That case would be where it's kasher. So the Gemara says hashda das halacha. But wait, once you come on to this answer for Rabbi Bar Chama, you could answer this also for Rava. Rava doesn't have to say the Mishnah Rabbi Lazar. It could be even according to Rabbi Meir. Masnisanami lo tiksha beksovas kaka, because the Mishnah could also be referring to a case where the get is going to be kasher because it was tattooed onto the eved, and that case cannot in the that ksav cannot be changed, and therefore it's going to be kosher. So where's my havela? What's the halacha with regards to a get written on the hand of a slave? Tashma, that Reish Lakish. So what do we assume? Do we assume that the slave is the woman's or not? So Reish Lakish wanted to say, Hagodros Elam Chazaka, the animals which move a lot, and so therefore they don't have halacha of Chazaka. Chazaka is who's the legal owner of it. So because the animals move a lot, everyone knew it was your animal a week ago, all of a sudden it's in my barn. So these animals move a lot, they don't have the same chazaka status, and therefore I'm not considered the when we go to Beis Din, he claims it's still his. So I say, hey, no, you sold it to me, why is it in my barn right now? Go bring me a proof that it's right in my possession. So we don't assume that he's actually fully in possession of it because they move a lot. And therefore it could be just as likely that by accident it went into it, and if we knew that he was the owner a week ago, then he actually has the cheskas mayakami, he is going to be the chazaka, muchzak on it, not me, there. So we're going to extend this case also to the case of slaves as well. That they're slave going, they move a lot. Also, the fact that it was in the possession of Yotze Mitachas Yada of the woman does not necessarily indicate that it was hers, and therefore the woman is not believed to claim that her husband gave it to her because he was the previous muchzak on this slave, and therefore he should not be considered, she should not be considered the owner to it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Bayer Rami Bar Chama, Emir Hashem, in tomorrow's daf.